click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. So you are an investor. And let's just say that you started doing this right at the beginning of the Y2K phase and frenzy. You would have noticed that during that particular period of time, there have been a lot of shifts and changes, right, into what becomes popular, what isn't popular, specific shows, movies and the likes at the turn of the year 2000. But what do we do when it comes to investing amid turbulent and uncertain times? As you've witnessed, there's been a lot of changes, and many of the CEOs we speak to reflect on these, whether it's the legacy of the pandemic, the global financial crisis, or even Y2K as a crisis and preparation that took place then. But let's say, over all those years, you wanted to make sure that you kept investing. 25 years on, what would your journey have looked like? Well, Radhisan Naidu, Joint Head of Institutional Clients at Alan Gray, joins us now to tell us more. Radhisan, such a pleasure to have you with us, and I'm excited to speak to you because today, as we reflect, you know, on investing over the long term and riding out the waves, Alan Gray has actually got a product that has assisted many investors to ride out the waves 25 years strong. And this is as we recognize the anniversary of the Stable Fund. Maybe let's just start with some context as to what the Stable Fund is and actually what prompted its inception.
Many thanks for having me. And yeah, it's actually a great story because it's actually the third fund now that has a 25-year history in the firm. And what really prompted it, it's that it really has to do with investor behavior when they get really scared about events in stock markets. And when you look back at that period when it was launched in 2000, just before that, you had a few events like South African shares had really tanked off in 1998. And if people recall in 2000, it was the beginning of one of the biggest unwindings of US technology shares, like things that we know, like Cisco, et cetera. And so people were nervous about putting their money back into stock markets. And essentially where that led us was to a product that could essentially give people that idea that you can still protect your money. So the fund's designed is it's not to be fully invested in stock markets, but there's still an opportunity to take advantage of that. So you could dip your toes back in when the opportunity presented itself to a limited extent. And in doing that, you could create a product that could do a little bit better than, let's say, typical money market or type of fund and still have a fairly smooth ride. Because, you know, let's be honest, a lot of people want capital preservation, but they don't want to miss out on all the upside over the very long term either. So how do you balance those two things out? And that's what it's trying to solve, essentially, for investors.
100%. And I was about to say, right, because it all depends on our appetite as investors, right? And I'm a bit more aggressive, and I want the sharp growth in equities. I can withstand some of the shock waves. And that's because I've got time, right? Using that tool on my side. But if we take a look at the kind of investor that this particular fund is suited for, you know, help us contextualize, you know, who would be the kind of investor that the Alan Gray Stable Fund does appeal to?
Sure. So I actually think it's quite a wide range because I think everyone has like different needs within their investment portfolios regardless. So on the one hand, it's people who are just, you know, a bit more conservative, risk averse, don't really want to take on the risks that you've alluded to. Don't want to be fully invested in stock markets all the time. On the other hand, there's another group for people who are like in retirement and they're drawing down on income and you need something that holds its value a bit more. And so that can actually do a good job because it actually generates a more stable return and you can draw it down as you since you're retiring. And the last one I would say is actually that people have different buckets. And so this is like a portion of one's essentially like investments where it has a bit of a lower risk, lower volatile kind of return profile. And that helps when you think about all the different buckets that you have. This is something that you could maybe draw on because it's not going to potentially lose its value as much as something that's a higher risk option. So it can actually suit a wide variety of needs.
Yeah.
And over a very long term, actually, it's actually done fairly well, despite being quite conservatively managed, which I think is more testament that actually you can still eke out quite good returns from a product like this over a very long time, over a period of time.
100%. If I am reading it correctly, I'm actually on the fund page at the moment, as at the 31st of July this year. And I'm really intrigued to see double-digit annualized growth over 11% for the past year. So that's quite telling in terms of the growth. And I'm looking at that in comparison to the benchmark, and there's significant alpha there in terms of the performance. I'm getting technical, as you can tell, because I'm getting excited, Radisson. But let's bring it closer to home, right? Because as you said, we can talk about the cumulative or annualized growth and, you know, how it compares and fares to the benchmark. But for all of us as South Africans, ultimately what we want to know is, how do I make sure we balance capital preservation with real returns? And that's actually the sweet spot of the Allan Gray Stable Fund. But help us understand, how is this, you know, actually achieved, essentially, the balance between capital preservation and attaining real returns?
So that's the most important question. And how do you actually do this? How do you execute on an approach like that over the long term? And it's hard. I think that's the first part of it, because you require a sort of disciplined process or a philosophy of how you invest. So the first thing I'd say is that our philosophy has always been, we're trying to find businesses or investments that are undervalued, which I think a lot of, you know, a lot of people are familiar with. But the thing, the piece that is really important in that is the way in which we define risk, which is, it's the permanent loss of capital. So we really don't want to lose clients' capital over the long term. That's really important. On the flip side, because of that approach of trying to identify investments that are undervalued, there are times where we can take advantage. And essentially, the simplest way of explaining that is that when markets get really, really excited about something and people are too optimistic, a fund like this would actually retreat into a bit more safety and try to be a bit more conservative. But actually, there's other times where actually people are too pessimistic and they actually are so negative that actually it presents a bit of an opportunity. And then you can actually take more advantage and dip your toes a bit further into stock markets. And if you can do that, I suppose, consistently over time through a disciplined process, that allows you then to generate, you know, a better return than, let's say, you know, a cash-like investment or money market fund investment, because of that portion of the fund that lives within equities that gives you a bit of an uplift. And but to be frank about that, that's not a straightforward and easy thing to do, because you have to be able to move the fund around when the opportunity presents itself. But the good thing for the investor is that's quite a hard thing to do by yourself. Yeah. And that's a very difficult thing to do. So it's something that has worked out quite well.
And this is where the secret sauce of asset allocation comes in, right? Because just looking at the fund, beautiful split between, you know, 28% offshore, 71% local. Also looking at exposure to money market, bonds, net equity, and even property and commodity linked. And this essentially helps us understand how over the years, with the necessary adjustments made by yourself and your colleagues within the stable fund, that we're able to ride out the way for the long term. So on the back of this, you know, what are the key lessons that long-term investors can really draw from the Allan Gray Stable Fund's 25-year experience and journey, especially when it comes to investing through uncertainty? Because 25 years, as you've listed, there are a number of experiences we've lived through.
So I think the first thing is to have a very defined way and an approach or philosophy to how you do it. And actually being able to stick it through various cycles is a lot harder than it seems, because you'll be presented with some challenges along the way. And so that's important. Discipline is really important, being able to execute on it and actually being able to move your fund around in line with your process. That's probably the most important. And the second one, and I think is probably the piece that an outcome of our approach is sometimes counterintuitive, is that often it's not about when things are going up, up and up that you make the most. It's actually when things are going down and you protect yourself that you can actually do a lot more.
Yep.
And that isn't an obvious thing, I think, to a lot of people or a lot of investors, simply because when things are going up, no one really wants to miss out, right? But when things are going down, people want to be protected. But it's often those moments where you really need to be positioned well for that. And that's often where these funds and, I suppose, our approach has actually added the most amount of value to clients.
100%. That's why we trust you as the investment professionals, right, to navigate us through that journey. Radisson, this has been such a wonderful conversation. The nerd in me is already intrigued by the investment philosophy and the structure of this. But more than anything, I think it gives us the confidence that as investors, if we're in it for the long term, there really are funds and solutions that work, you know, in our favor, so that we don't need to panic and adjust, but we just ride the wave consistently, and the gains, the capital protection will be there, but the returns will also be there, depending on the market outcomes, but also our discipline. So thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much. All the best.
Likewise. Radisson Naidu is a joint head of institutional clients at Allan Gray, helping us unpack the Allan Gray Stable Fund and its 25-year journey. So as you've heard us mentioned, yes, we talk about COVID. It's the US elections, the marketed calamities. Just in the last 6 months, there's a lot that's happened. Can you imagine the last 25 years? But there are opportunities and solutions available to make sure that if you just stick to your knitting, the discipline of investing consistently, and of course, following through with the long-term objectives, you can be able to ride out those waves. Well, with over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.